Welcome to the first Side Pod panel of 2009.
So on the basis that I'm still a supporter of Lewis Hamilton, even though everybody hates me because I hate him and I like him, I must have a man crush on him. It's as simple as that. So Lewis, call me, please.
We finished without the host that we started with, which is a side podcast first. We plumbed new depths.
It's points. Points matters. It's like Countdown. All I have to say about that.
That's fantastic.
What else could you say?
All you can say is...
Honestly, I can't predict anything. I'm not Mystic Meg.
Okay, question 5. The dreaded research question. Dum, dum, dum.
He's doing his own side effects.
He's a pinger when you've got a Gavin.
That's the title of the show.
Now, didn't Honda pull out of motorsport? All the Honda lawnmowers now, they've taken the engines out and put Mercedes lawnmower engines in them. And called them Braun GP mowers.
How many points has Gavin got?
Wouldn't it be called a Braun mower?
Oh, yes.
First question is, in one word, describe how you were feeling after today's Grand Prix. Let's start with Luki.
Hungry.
They can't have Formula One without Ferrari. I don't think so. Even though Stephen will tell you otherwise.
Okay, we'll go with Stephen.
You can't have Formula One without Ferrari.
No!
We're going to go for Team 2 Stops, and the first question is going to go to Andy. Why does God hate Finnish people?
So the research question I gave out, I think it was Tuesday, right? Was, what do you think has been the most influential rules change F1 has ever seen and why? So this covers the entire stretch of the Formula One World Championship. Of them apply. So which has been the most influential rules change?
At this point in time, I might have regretted not reading that when you asked.
I'm just thinking of stuff like safety we've had the past 10, 15 years, really.
I would say the most influential rule change will be the day that they banned ground effects.
And I'm going to pick the change to a single tyre per race rule and then the change back.
I'm going political.
I'd have put money on that.
The most important rule change in the last 25 years is the one that allowed Max to stand for more than 2 terms.
I thought when Stephen said he was going political, he was finally announcing his his candidacy for the FIA.
It sounded like he was giving his manifesto out.
If that was my manifesto to stand, there's no way they made the first point about banning more than 2 terms, because if I'm going in, I'm staying there.
There's no need to feel down, I said, RG. Pick yourself off the ground, I said, RG. Cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy. Host of Side Pod Panel, you're the host of Side Pod Panel. Oh. RG, RG, RG.
If I could tell a fib, the stewards would rearrange a position or two. So said Davy Ryan. But they found our radios. There's no way we can get away with it now, they heard us say. Lewis, let him by. Tell them sweet little lies. Tell them lies. Oh, no, the protection can't be... You can't disguise.
Just in the comments, a quick note for RG, who's holding out for a Timo. He's holding out for a Timo till the end of the night.
To keep your seat for next year, to keep your seat for your career, to stay at McLaren, all you have to do is win.
Just one Flavio Briatore. He says silly things, shouting at Braun GP, jealous of the wins. He's been at Renault for so long, it's been a while. Considering PK's still in the car, he's gone senile.
Well, before I do ask the question, who wants to go first?
I want to go first.
You've thought of your favorite moment. Describe it to us in the way Murray Walker would describe
no!
it.
No!
You know when you said first?
Okay.
We've got two teams, as usual. Fish and Chips and Alex's Trousers.
Which seems a bit random.
Yes, because at the SidePod Science meetup, Alex had a bit of an incident with his plate of fish and chips. I think that's enough said, really. Okay, at the end of that round, Fish and Chips have 3 and Alex's Trousers have 6. That's not a sentence I ever thought I'd say. At the end of that round, Fish and Chips have 13 and Alex's Trousers have 15.
I'm gaining on my trousers.
I want you to all choose a piece of F1 technology you'd like to see become part of our everyday life.
Oh, I want a steering wheel with flashing lights on it.
Which F1 would I like in my everyday life? Kate's dirty sister. The start. Prost leading centre. 180 miles per hour. He's crashed.
Kimmy gets out. He goes to the freezer. This isn't just a magnet.
Ayrton Senna. In the wet. Puddles.
David Coulthard. Drives. Round the corner. Schumacher. Next to him. He passes. A hand gesture.
If you make a blooper, you might hear this sound. Who would you most like to send into space and why?
I'd like to see Bernie go into space and see him try and set up a Grand Prix up there, because he's tried everywhere else, so why not the vast features of outer space?
And of course, to add to Gavin's point, Bernie likes to have a Grand Prix somewhere where there's no atmosphere.
If you were able to create and enter a new F1 team, what would you call it and who would your ideal drivers be?
Okay, my team is going to be called the FIA Knows Best. I'm going to have as my first driver, I'm going to have Mr. C. And then my second driver is going to be Sato, so that Mr. C then has to prove that he actually is better than Sato.
So I would get sort of Anthony Davidson in, and then I'd either have Alonso, or I'd try and get Michael Schumacher back in, one of those drivers.
Well, we're desperately behind in the points, so any team, please tape Frank, please, so I can get a ping. Oh, okay.
As much as it pains me to say this, it really does, but Heikki does look a lot like Beavis.
He does.
Enormous questions.
First, it's going to go to Gavin.
Oh, no, you've got to repeat the question because I didn't catch it. No.
We have time.
Has a host ever got a TikTok before?
No.
It might happen today.
This weekend, even though when it happened to Massa in Malaysia, no one suggested it was his fault. Kimmy's just turn up and drive attitude.
I was very curious to see what would happen if you'd actually stopped when you got the TikTok, because none of us would have known the question.
I did think about it.
Thank you very much, guys. It looks like we're going to have a brilliant season on our hands. Let's just enjoy it.